What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. And dial 8-6-4-2-4-1-4-3-1-8-8 2-4-1-4-3-1-8-8
2-4-1-4-3-1-8-8 You know, it's so weird. I love and hate that song. I love it because it reminds me it's Friday. I hate the song because I hear it so often, but the ones that we've tried... Differentials, variants of, it's just not good.
Well, the one guy didn't put enough numbers in the song.
Put two, he put...
He was
one,
short,
one,
right?
One, oh, yeah, you're right. One number short.
Yeah. It's like, hang on, we didn't catch it.
It was a
until
good,
the second time around.
We played it several times before we realized we were actually giving out someone's phone number.
Yeah. Why are people calling me getting mad? I don't get it.
I like the voice you did there. It sounded like the voice of, like, if a horse could talk.
Why are people so upset?
Wilbur.
That's not Paige farting again. That's Fat Boy doing a horse sound effect.
Right there. I don't know where that fart came from, front or the back.
Right. Like, Paige sounds like, when she breaks wind, it sounds like...
He knows.
Remember the sounds from Sesame Street when Snuffleupagus would sneeze? Yeah, like that.
God,
that's the sound.
What do I eat? Hey,
like only dogs hear you fart sometimes.
You and gay horses eat the same.
And it
thing.
Also sounds like the tea's ready for some reason. It's weird.
They're always ready. She says
it's like listening to a seashell.
I'm glad you know.
S-E-A shell, by the way.
Okay, we're having an impromptu spelling bee. I'll spell meteor for you because I keep seeing it on TV. Meteor.
Meteor.
M-E-A-T-Y-O-R.
Nope. Nope.
Bang!
No.
That's not meteor.
Meteor. You know around here people going to know how to spell it right because of Linkin Park.
That's true.
Oh, right. I just got to take the A off and it's meteor.
Lingen.
Or meteor. 864-241-4318. It's small town America, I guess, where if Mark Wahlberg comes to you target or there's a meteor going overhead, boy, on the sixes, they're going to tell you about it.
Yeah.
I see them all the time on the internet where, like, you know, people who have dash cams and stuff, like, all the time. And,
you know, Wahlberg's in town so much now, at least a couple times a year. I think he's accepted as somewhat of a semi-local.
What if the meteor was him flying down to Clemson in his private jet? You know, he's in the top, 10%?
That's a big-ass jet, too.
He's got a big private jet. He gets to work out at any gym he chooses.
And they let him work out with the football. Let me work out with the football team. I've been a fan my whole damn life.
You're Easley's Mark Wahlberg, clearly. Ellenberg Wahlberg.
Hey!
Hello!
Let me open a burger joint.
You're probably related
burgers.
In some way.
That's what you should call it.
Burgers.
With an E.
Ellenbergers.
Oh, my God. But, you know, family can't come after it. That's
yeah,
the rule.
Yeah, but you've already got the Fat Boy ice cream sandwiches, so
yeah, that's
you
true.
Would be double dipping.
We're trying to knock out a competition that has an offensive name in their sandwich bar. I won't say it, but it, you know, rhymes with Bon Reich. So we don't want them in the marketplace being offensive. And you know what?
Well, just because you have Vaughn in your name doesn't mean that you come from a certain lineage of people. For instance,
maybe you can mean
Bonnie Holiday.
Yep.
Clearly not.
864.
241. Don't sweat it.
4318. This guy wants, he's sick of people. Be nice to each other, I guess, is his overall message. That's what he wants to get.
I meant Vaughn Holiday, damn it. I screwed up the joke.
Who'd you say?
I said Vonnie Holiday.
Who is that?
There's a Vaughn. There's a Vaughn. He used to play for, didn't he play for Denver Broncos? Vonnie?
You think of Vaughn Miller?
Yeah, shoot.
Are you thinking of, did you get Doc Holliday and Vaughn Miller mixed up?
Yeah, that's why I'm over here in disgust right now. I did that live on the radio.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. I'm kidding. We can do the one.
I
want to
hear it.
I am so sick of everybody just being inconsiderate, not giving a about anybody else. Every day you walk through life and you watch people just get pushed to the side, pushed on, beat on. Hell, what? I tell you what, swept to the side and just left for dead. Nobody gives a about anybody else anymore.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's a great observation, but I also didn't know it was a problem either.
Well,
push him to the side a little.
Here's my old analogy for that. Push him to the side a little. No, it's very interesting. How if I walked into, let's not say this room, because this room's different than most rooms. Let's say I walk into an office where I work. Me working in an office, it sounds weird. But I go in there, and I'm like, I'm going to, give me an example of any kind of person. Go. Any example.
Black person.
Okay. If I walked in there and said.
Off what we talked about earlier.
If I walked in there and said, you know what? I don't like black people. There would be, oh,
yes.
Or if I walked in, shut up. If I walked in there and said, I don't like handicapped people or any, there would be, but if I walked in there and said, you know what? I hate people. Everybody be like, girl, I know. That's right. Me too. I hate people.
Gets everybody on your side.
So if you hate everybody, it's acceptable. But if you don't like one particular group, you're a bad person. 864.
It's weird how that works out.
It's wild. By the way, I was partially right. Vonnie Holiday did play for the Broncos. Vaughn Miller also played for the Broncos.
God, I can't play.
So there was more than one Vaughn. For instance, Ricky Vaughn.
He said he'd be your Huckleberry. Give me Vaughn.
Well, I remember it because he, I think he's from South Carolina or North Carolina. One of the two. Vonnie Holiday. All right, when we come back.
Actually, we can do another one.
We will.
Let's do another quick one here.
Okay.
This guy says pretty much, if his tractor is in your way, you can French kiss his ass.
Oh, Lord.
Now, don't act like you've never done that before. Get in the way of a tractor.
Oh, yes. Yeah, tractor trailer, maybe.
This guy will run you over.
Yeah. 864-241-4318.
Fine, I'm going to go on about a few things that these people can't figure out.
There we go.
First off, all you f***ers out here who want to get on the Rise Guys about everything, f*** off. Yep. Shut the f*** up about it. Mm. And here's another thing. I'm a farmer. And you know what? You f***ing people got to eat. So guess what? I've got to produce the food for you to eat. So if my f***ing tractor is in your way going down the road, f*** off. What are you going to eat? Cardboard, you dumb sons of bitches? Oh.
Yeah, but I eat plant-based cardboard, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I know exactly that, because sometimes going home from the farm, I always talk about I like to go the long way because it's through the country, less traffic, blah, blah, blah. But every once in a while, you'll get up near a certain strawberry farm, and you'll get behind one, and it's a double line, and it's like, God, I want to go around, but I think of what that guy just said. He's like, he'd love it to go faster in that tractor, but he can't.
Can't do it.
But you also need it. You can't airlift the tractors from field to field.
No. He can't constantly pull over because, you know.
Right.
There's always cars on the road.
But by God, if you're a postal delivery person, you can pull off and on the road and everybody just has to veer to you.
They really do. You get the right of way.
They don't even look anymore when they're pulling back onto the road. They just assume they'll see. First off, you don't all drive little tiny military Jeeps anymore. No. Many of you are driving your own personal vehicles. And I don't know that you, I think you're just old.
And it's on the other side, too. That's got to be a mind F.
Yeah. And then they'll say, hey, this mail's not going to deliver itself. I'm like, well, I mean, it kind of does now because I go paperless.
Plus, I got a buddy that's a carrier, but I'm not going to give him a shout out because he did not wish me a happy birthday. So.
Well, that's because you made all those postal jokes.
Well.
864.
That's what it gets.
He didn't, but I'm just, if people think that Fatboy did and you work at the postal service, 864-241-4318.
When we come back, we're going to hear from a, well, from a guy who's, he's hitting the door for a few days. He's got a message for his coworkers.
He's going on holiday.
And there's a guy who's going to tell us about, I assume he works with public bathrooms. At least the maintenance of public bathrooms.
Oh, man.
He's going to kind of tell you what to do if you have an accident. And I don't believe him.
Oh, okay.
Do we know if it's possibly the one from this building?
I don't know. Nothing this bad that he's going to talk about has ever happened in this building.
Is this the one you were teasing?
You know my private bathroom downstairs? It's not just for me, but I feel like I'm only the only person that uses it. She doesn't listen all the way. That's why he's flipping you off right now and you don't even see it.
I'm trying to write down what he said. I'm trying to do two jumps.
Oh, God.
It's a guest bathroom, but I used it as well.
August 12th.
And, dude, it's still, like, it's still getting ravaged. Like, it's supposed to be, like, the bathroom for, like, clients and guests and
I think somebody faked you out when they put a bag on the toilet.
I don't think so, dude. I went in there day before yesterday, and it, I want to say this because you might be eating breakfast right now, but that beautiful white seat looked like it had freckles. We'll be back right after this. Good morning.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Guys, I'll tell you a couple quick things. First off, very selfish, I don't care. Happy anniversary to my mom and dad.
Hey! Aww.
Would have been married. Wow. They, good Lord. They would have been celebrating.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
50.
Well, you know what? I'm taking him off writing the book page because mm-hmm. he says he knows my life better than I do, and he remembers that they were married for almost 5 years before I was born.
Oh.
So, Paige.
Mm-mm. 45.
You're doing your math backwards. That's why it took you 19 years to go to college, Fat Boy. You subtracted and didn't add. They would have been married 55 years.
55
That's
years.
That's insane. And they would have because they were both too stubborn to get a divorce. Yeah. And also, they would have... You know, went to hell. Which I
They're
don't
old
know. Like,
with
I'm going twice, I guess.
Oh yeah, you got your own suite down there.
The other little thing is, I got a message from P1 Coach Him Up, and the message just said this. This was yesterday. I just saw it. Vince Gill, Mark Chestnut, Garth Brooks, Travis Tritt, Joe Diffie, Alan Jackson, Pam Tillis, T. Graham Brown, Patty Loveless, and Clint Black. And I'm like,
that's a lot of names.
What
first
the
off.
Hell? And what is that about? Because we go on here and run off at the mouth forever, and then y'all talk about stuff maybe heard later that day or we see it the next day. And I was at this question mark, did like, do what? And then he went on to say, those were all the artists from the alternate version of George Jones' I Don't Need a Rocking Chair.
Oh, it was that many?
Yeah, that wow. many. So it wasn't the Dixie Chicks. It was actually Pam Tillis and Patti Loveless in Sweet Harmony.
That was the time where they were starting to cover a lot of stuff because Travis Tritt got the Eagles back together. He did Take It Easy and asked the band to be in the video.
That's right.
Then they got back together.
And then suddenly he became like the Uncle Jesse of their Beach Boys.
Yeah. Now Vince Gill tours with him too.
Yeah, he does.
You know, Glenn's boy from time to time will tour with him.
What's Glenn's boy's name?
Deacon.
The Deacon and Shooter.
Looks just like him too.
Like they did. Merle had kids, didn't he?
Yeah.
They have cool names like that? Like Cutter.
Deacon and Shooter's a pretty good combo.
I know. They sound like something like the name of like the Acolytes in a WWE tag team.
Don't you wish Merle's in that was spelled like Haggard?
I do. I you know what? I've had that thought before, and you've probably said it on the show before. I was like, God, that would be so cool if they just said, you know what? People don't care about Adrian Morrell anymore. They named the island after, or the inlet after him.
Well,
Paige wanted it to be called the Ville Inlets, and I had explained to her it's Ville Cutlets.
She did.
And then Fatboy had said he drove a Cutlass Supreme mm-hmm. back in high school.
Oh, I wanted to change it to
Cutlass Supreme.
To Myrtle Beach, but they didn't.
Oh, my God. Art, that would have been perfect. You would have been the mayor.
For those that don't know, that's Paige's half of her maiden name. Half of her life, she hyphenates. But anyway, that's her maiden.
Myrtle Beach.
For those who don't get it.
Wow.
Yeah. I also revealed, it all makes sense now, that behind her back, but in a fun way, Fatboy and I refer to Paige as Pert Plus on text. It means you always give 110%.
Mm-hmm. We just shared the audio you sent, too, from your recent bathroom visit.
So. Yeah. That was was that real, Paige? Or is that like a meme video?
That sounded like a rough time.
That was nauseating.
I don't know what you had for breakfast.
It's weird at that the end, the size. It sounded like me.
You know what strange. I think got her was that last little oomph.
Yeah.
The
little push. Oh, God. Yeah, where's my gift?
Did you give birth? Because that's what it sounded like. Well, you need to call an ambulance. You might need some stitches.
If that was... I ain't going to make what I was going to say what I say, but, like, boy, if that was it, like...
She's got
save the cigars, because...
She's got you tearing body parts, like, named after Arnold's bully.
I'll never get anyone explain that to me, but we'll save it when we're not doing a bit like the FOF line. I still don't understand why vegetables tear me up so bad, but they do. It's weird.
But it's so good, weird, though, right?
Like, I guess, but no, it makes no sense. I feel like I'm shocking my body over and over again. Oh, yeah. When I do 2 days on, 2 days off.
Well, sometimes that's the only way you can lose weight.
Oh, I'm 864. I don't want to turn into all that. 864-241-4318.
Yeah. Is there going to call about that? Well, it's vacation time.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I just meant I didn't want to us only play three calls the whole hour.
Yeah, well.
Although that does fuel more calls for next week's edition, but nevertheless.
What's happening? This is Big Mike. Yeah, I'm up here counting down the days till Friday. It's hump day. Mike, it's hump day. Can't f***ing wait to say adios, or at least for 9 days. Little staycation, gonna get up, you know what I mean? And I just want to say f*** all these motherfuckers up here. Y'all can all kiss my ass for the next 9 days at least. Get your own f***ing oil, get your own filters. Yeah, f*** you, little Jenny. Yeah, you know who the f*** I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right. I dropped your name, little Jenny. F*** you.
Dickens.
Oh, well, he's hyphenated. It's, you know, it's Dickens balls.
Oh. Oh, wow. He's Dickens balls. Dickens balls?
You forgot to hyphenate his last name.
Oh.
You know what?
Do you like them? Do you like Dickens balls?
A little tough family to get to know, but
well,
you know
what? Well, I know. It's like they're the Hatfield and McCoys, but they're just very, very private people. They're very private.
Really are.
Very private people.
I often thought
when someone said they had a private practice, I thought it meant that they practiced on the privates. Turns out,
well,
they're a doctor or a lawyer.
You don't become professional unless you practice.
Did you practice on privates a lot to become a professional page?
Yes, I did.
864. Oh, my God. 241-4318.
It's, I feel bad for this guy right here. Don't really know how else to say it, how to slice it up. He's been going through it, man. He really found out what his girl was all about in a week's time.
So is that breaking point, that straw that breaks the camel's back? And I'd like to think of a non-Egyptian way to say that. You know, I don't have a camel. I don't smoke. Never had the cash. What's the whatever that broke the blank's back? Mm. Let's Americanize that right now.
Straw that broke the camel toe? Is that it? How you say
it?
What's like an American-only animal? None. I mean, we all brought them in like Noah's Ark from other countries.
Yeah, we stole animals.
Horses are not even from here.
Where do they originate from?
Spain, I believe, correct? I want to say it's Spain.
I don't know.
I think. God, I'm sounding like a fool right now.
The possum. Nobody else has got the possum right. Not only is the possum straight American, but purely Southern and nowhere else.
Yeah, but you can't tell by the facial expressions.
You really can't.
We only have buffalo in the United States, right?
There's one in New York. 864-241-4318.
Well, this is a FOF call after all, so I guess I might as well send this one out to my girl. Well, my ex-girl, a whore. Oh. I broke up with her a week ago just to get some time, just a little time. That's all I wanted, just to see if it would be worth going back to her sorry, stupid ass. Mm. And what does she do? Within a week's time, she goes and f*** a coworker at her job. Isn't that just wonderful? So let me just say a big f*** you. I hope every day of your life is filled with excitement and joy, because you won't be getting that with me never again. Spent 6 years trying to wait on this bitch, and then she turns around and can't wait a week on me. Ain't that something? Ain't that just wonderful? Oh, it just make you feel warm inside, everybody.
But it is, though. Here's what you and I'm the wrong person to probably even say this, but like, at least you didn't give more time to it, then find out way later on she's doing it again.
Yeah.
At least when you opened that door and stuck your head in, you looked in there and she was banging somebody else, you backed out of that door again. You didn't go live in that room for two more
years.
Well,
now wouldn't he assume that she was probably doing it already?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fast for a week.
It had to be going on already.
Not judging anybody, but...
Do you think, like, if people are born certain ways, like some people are just born to be polygamous?
They talk about that cheater gene like it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And it might be. I don't know.
Or maybe she was hurt and she just needed to just...
I don't know if it's the
go be with someone.
What'd you say,
else?
What gene it is?
They call it the cheater gene.
The cheater
gene.
You
have to look it up. I don't know what it's officially called.
What are the signs?
Conway Twitty called them tight-fitting genes.
But they said it's like a real thing. It really exists.
Maybe a narcissist?
And some studies they did where there's people are just predispositioned to cheat.
See, that to me, I don't feel like you know, souls and personalities, I don't think have DNA in them. And if, so by that I mean, like, let's say, for instance, if you grew up in an abusive childhood,
yeah,
and you were beat as a kid, there's that weird replication that, well, that was the way I was raised, and then that person will go on and abuse their kids. But to me, it's like, if you felt that pain, that sorrow, would you not break the cycle and say, I know how that made me feel. I'm going to use the old golden rule here. And
unless it's an out of sight, out of mind type situation.
Be able to resist temptation, because if you can't, you're tempted by everything. You're tempted by other people. You're tempted by food. You're tempted by evil.
Incest was that way for the longest time until the church and stuff started preaching against it. And people were like, oh, okay, so we're not supposed to do this now. Mm-hmm. But before that, it was like no one thought anything about that. And then even when it kind of became, you know, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't do it. And then it is this kind of like weird stigma where it's like, well, we didn't know no better. But like, you can't psychologize that stuff. Like, you learn right from wrong. I don't care how you're raised.
But maybe a lot of it, when you go and have sex, that doesn't matter. Because generally you don't want to be with someone who just breaks up with someone because you're just, they're out there.
Well, and again,
revenge sex.
I want to say it was Jimothy Shondells from or P1 that lives in London.
I
think it was you, but it was the statement that he didn't realize that Americans didn't eat horse. I want to say it was him. And we're one of only like 3-4 countries that don't allow it to be sold. And so I could, you know, out of sight, out of mind, you're like, wow, you don't eat horse? Why don't we eat horse? Well, I don't know. They won't let us.
Jeff told us in China that there were cooked dogs on the side of the street.
Just that's like repulsive.
Hanging there, and people were like, you know. And right after Jeff got back from that trip, COVID happened.
Look at that. Waz thought he was patient zero. Wasn't Waz.
No, it was Jeff Lewis Koloff. Neil.
Let's take a break. You said incest, and it kind of got me.
Well, that's what made me think of Jeff.
God,
just
stop.
Fine. I love his sister. She's a sweetheart.
Had to claim
I was just
myself.
Joking. I was just joking. I hate him.
Russian. He's Russian.
He is.
We don't like
him. All right, oh, more of the boy. FOF line next.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
Rise Guys Morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This is the Rise Guys.
I just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hi, hey. Am I?
Are you up? Are you up?
Well, you know, Rob.
How are you feeling?
You're roast.
If people read the text messages between Paige and I, you would think that I was like a really, really late night booty call her. But I'm actually just making sure she's up.
Right now?
Whoa.
Did you let a frog off in here?
Was that thunder or what?
I think it was.
Was that thunder or your chair or your sphincter?
I think a frog burped.
I think you soiled your britches, buddy.
We have a guest in the room. Do you remember the frog that was bud?
Mm-hmm.
Wise? We got her.
I thought you were going to say it was Michigan J Fox. That very timid performer.
What did Mary say?
Rabbit.
Dang, it wasn't. I know she said
She called Michael J. Fox. No, she called that frog Michael J. Fox. No, I got it.
Michael J. Frog.
She said Vivica J. Fox.
That's what it was. Because I knew she said Mary Jo.
She would always have one little letter off of everything. Like, you know, for instance, she called up in Gatlinburg, she called that lady Dally. Dally, yeah. Pardon. Dally. Well,
she said Cutter's Garage, too. So, but she was close on that one.
Cutter's.
Yeah. Ben Jones.
Oh, no. Yep. No, I will give her credit on that one. She knew. That means that she knew.
She probably just didn't want to say it.
That was one of those Southern Baptist acceptable, okay words to say for vagina.
How was
it? Just was. It was like, well, saying the actual word sounds very like,
How was
gross?
She on
vagina?
Yeah, did you say vagina?
No.
Vagina.
No, it's not sexy.
Well, like, we knew how she was on words, certain words, but what about hand gestures? Was she equally as...
She wouldn't.
Obviously, the bird's obvious, but if you ever did, you know, two fingers in the tongue or slip that one
I'm
in.
I'm good at that.
No, you're not.
No, you put the whole hand up for
you
some reason.
You do the... Paige puts devil horns up by her mouth.
I know, like, how big is this?
Sideways. Like, first off,
Jesus,
you're not really giving out a good point of view when you're using your fingers that far apart.
I don't flip people off in general.
We're not talking about that. We're doing the international thing for
inappropriate scissors.
Oral satisfaction.
Yeah, we're doing the lesbian hand.
She doesn't know the other one either.
What is that?
She said it wrong.
I shouldn't have to tell you.
You should know that, like, yeah.
Oh,
well, God.
You were but fisting yourself. I mean, not being
my
gross.
Pants are on, and I don't think that's physically possible for me. I got a very narrow rear end.
I don't think.
Plus, I have a person for that.
Oh, I don't think you're going to agree with this guy here. This guy would like you to, if you soil the scene of the crime, he would like you to stay behind and actually let people know that, hey, I might have made a mess in the bathroom.
Or at least, like, when somebody, like, door dings your car with, like, a buggy, you know, the old days, they just leave a note. You know, like, say, yep. I'm sorry I crapped all over the wall.
If I blow it up, I ain't going to wait around at the scene of the crime. I'm going to get out. I'm going to give you your key bag that's got a ruler on it or a brick on it, and I'm going to leave the scene.
So he's saying they should apologize or just let them know?
They should be there and wait and alert them when they come.
But if you do what this guy says that people do,
oh God,
you can't hang around for this. Embarrassing.
Is it like the Michael Jackson thing? They were throwing feces at me.
You're pretty close.
There's feces everywhere.
Hey, bitches.
Uh-oh.
I just had a
horrible night. I can't get over it. Why do you do it? Why do you leave covered towels piled up in the restroom like it's some kind of murder scene and not tell a damn soul until someone walks into it? You're not going to get in trouble. Just let someone know, hey, something happened. Please clean it up. Just something. Any type of information besides just leaving it there. You're not going to get in trouble. We're not going to call the cops on you. Just let someone know. So somebody else just walks into it and be like, what the f*** is this?
What was that last bleep? Did he say fart? You could have said that. What the fart is this?
Now, he said it looked like a murder scene.
I know.
So I'm assuming that person had to leave out in a hurry. They weren't staying.
How many people you know have brown blood? Not many I know.
Not living.
That's the one thing they've always said at anti-racist rallies. They say we all bleed red.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what they say at those.
Hang on a second.
Did I mess up my own joke?
No, you did a solid joke, but I'm the butt of it.
Okay, that's why I wanted to make sure.
I'm saying I saw it on TV. I wasn't there participating. Okay. It wasn't a pro-racism rally either.
Okay.
Those are where they burn cars and stuff.
I wouldn't go to
really slowed down. I didn't think
those.
About it. Like, hang on a second. I wanted to implicate him in it like he was there. I made it sound like I was there. I didn't want to be there. I wanted you to be there.
Well, you know what's crazy is like when we think about, you know, give peace a chance, whatever, everybody's mind goes to Woodstock. But then if you've seen the documentary, not about the 90s Woodstock,
no,
but
not
the
that.
Real Woodstock.
Oh,
Woodstock.
Yeah, there are a lot.
It was always, it was also hellacious. Women were getting raped like crazy. And like the violence and everything was crazy. But in
were they splashing in poo? Like
they were surfing in it and stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they thought, when 99, they thought it was mud, but
they
it
were
was.
Throwing it at Green mud. Day. And they were throwing it at Rosie Perez.
Yeah, I think, because they wanted her to take her top off.
Is that the same one where...
Jewel, too.
Red Hot Chili Peppers were encouraging the destruction in the fire.
Yep, they were the closer.
I thought that was Limp Bizkit that asked for everybody to set the trash cans on fire.
No, because the Chili Peppers are going to play Jimi Hendrix Fire. The mayor asked them not to.
That's what started it.
Well, you got a good memory. Like,
you know why it's top of mind? Because Bonnaroo, they're not going to reschedule it until they make major improvements to the property. And then people are saying, look, you booked it in the summer anyway. It should be in the fall.
Well, those people left.
Move it to Sturgis.
Because of the weather, they didn't get their money. They got their money back and they left.
Well, they're saying the campsites were, you know, not properly laid out. They flooded like crazy. They need major improvements to the property.
What was the one years I watched the doc on it? Maybe it was one of the Woodstocks where they had it in an old airfield tarmac out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's the one we saw the Miz on.
Yeah. It was. They didn't realize, okay, so we'll actually be standing on concrete all day long.
I think that was Woodstock 99, right? That was the one where, unfortunately, the bus drove through the crowd that had the passed out girl in it.
Did you ever go to a festival where you're spending the night in tents?
No.
I don't think I could do that.
Could you even do that at Ozfest? You left and you came and went, right?
We were just there for one day.
I went to Bozfest. I went to the wrong one.
Oh, really?
I was like, why am I the only one with a big mullet?
All the skags went.
You missed the crazy train down there on that bus ride.
Were you going Brian Bosworth?
That's the one.
I'm sorry. I went Skaggs.
Everybody.
Boss?
No, Boz. Who's Ross Skaggs?
Boz Skaggs.
That's what I just said.
That's what you said.
You sound like you were saying Ball Skaggs.
Do you remember in Tammy, she got blankered by Boz Skaggs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blankered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not murdered. All right. One more?
God dang it.
We could have.
We'll end it there. I mean, we're already up against it. Plus, I didn't bring spare shorts.
Okay. No, let's not
That's
do
fine.
That.
And,
a lot of poop.
Well, he's a great
today.
Bowler. Why bring him?
Lots.
864. When you get mad, upset, pissed, maybe you hate this segment. Maybe you are like, you know, guys, I'm having a great Friday. It's payday for me, blah, blah, blah. I'm off next week. Week of the blah, blah, blah. Is it next week? Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. How does that work?
When is the week of the?
Friday week is the 4th.
Week of.
The actual day of the 4th is Friday.
So next week is the week of the 4th. The week of
it. I guess it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, we normally take that week off.
Hmm. Yeah, no. Do we forget to do it? Is it too late?
I mean, we're not off next week, so.
No.
Wow. You know what's excellent about that, though? Even though everybody else in the building will be on vacation, we will come to work, and it'll be like we're on vacation, but getting paid for it, too.
Oh, yeah, but they'll get paid for it without having to do the work.
Damn.
You know how that works.
You do that, you p- pee on parades, man.
I'm about to do that. Something else on your parade.
Okay, goodbye, everybody. We'll be right back.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.